I don't think that's a good chair.
You haven't experienced it.
Have you seen a picture of me in that chair? It looks ridiculous.
Yeah, you look ridiculous. Everyone else looks.
You look ridiculous in every chair you sit in.
Hello, and welcome to the Patreon episode of Why Is Harriet Crying?
Thank you very much.
I'm not welcoming you. I'm not welcoming you. I'm welcoming everyone else. This isn't to do with you.
To you for doing the introduction.
This is Harriet Kemsley and her sidekick, Sunil Patel.
Sidekick Patel. do you remember a character in... what was that old TV program? Not that
Tom
old.
Tom and Jerry.
Yeah, that's it.
The news.
It's Tom and Jerry. I was thinking of Tom and Jerry.
What is it then?
There's a...
The news?
Peter Serafinowicz did a series based on Tomorrow's World.
Yeah.
But there was a character on there called Synthesizer Patel. Who is a guy who played the synthesizer.
Wow.
And he was called Synthesizer Patel.
Mm-hmm. Where's that going then?
Sounds like Sidekick Patel.
Because it begins with S.
Yeah. It's good to be back, though, in this Patreon-only episode. I'm wearing my hat to the side.
Wearing your hat to the side. If anyone's watching the video, you'll know that. But if you're not watching the video, you won't know. You can probably tell by your voice, though, maybe that... The way you're speaking is probably reflected
very
from
confident.
The way that your hat has changed your demeanour.
Before we started recording this, Harriet was telling me how she'd suddenly become much more confident.
Yes. I started to tell you last night about my new way of thinking, is that whatever you think, you just flip it around. So if I think...
Oh, I thought you were joking. I thought you were making
it
up on the spot.
Science.
I didn't think it was a real thing.
No, I told you it was science.
So take us through this.
If you're worried about... You're like, oh no... Everyone might die.
Mm.
And then you think, is that true?
Well, yeah, everyone will die.
No.
One day.
No, everyone might die tomorrow.
Right.
And
yeah,
think,
that could be
Oh, no, and then you worry about that. You're so worried. Mm. And then you think, is that true? And then you think, well, I don't know. It's not necessarily true. And then you flip it around and you go, everyone won't die. So you think the opposite. And then you're like, oh, much better thing to think.
Oh, sorry, so is this just to sort of stop intrusive thoughts stopping you doing
Yeah, you
stuff?
Just think the opposite. It's a much better way to live if you think the nice thought.
So what? Do you normally think quite bad thoughts? Is that why?
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, Sunil's an idiot. And then I flip it around and I think, Sunil's not an idiot. And it's a more positive way of thinking.
I can't, is that behind the sofa?
You did like an idiot. So Sunil is an idiot.
I don't understand this though.
Wait,
it makes no sense.
But it turns out you are an idiot. The whole thing's been disproved. I've disproved.
So it isn't an actual philosophy. You did it all to knock my hat off my head.
Yeah. No, it is a good philosophy, but also
I don't get
you
it.
Are
it doesn't
an
make
idiot
any
is
sense.
Indisputable. Whatever you think, the opposite could be true. You don't know anything for sure. What do you think? A thought. Think a thought.
No, I
say
don't
something.
Think thoughts.
Think a thought.
Thoughts are bad for
just
you.
Just say a thought.
No, I'm going to say a thought.
What are you thinking right now? What are you thinking right now?
You're clicking your fingers.
Yeah. Or what's the opposite?
You're not clicking your fingers.
I'm not. So it's not true.
This is the stupidest thing I've heard you ever. Who taught you this?
True.
Did someone teach you this?
I don't. Yeah, I've maybe been listening to a guru.
Tell us who the guru is, please.
No.
Is it Paul McKenna?
She's actually a very, very smart woman. And actually, I would really recommend people listen to her.
Okay, like, who is it then? You better tell people.
No, because you're going to make fun of her and she's very wise.
Well, who is it?
Her name is Byron Katie, and she's this very smart
woman.
Sounds
like that's backwards. The name is backwards.
But think of the opposite.
Is her name Byron Katie?
Yeah.
That's where she got the philosophy from, is because her name is backwards.
That's
just wrong. Byron Katie.
She was at a real low. She was so depressed she couldn't get out of bed.
Right.
She was like lying on the floor. She couldn't even move because she was so depressed. And then suddenly she just thought, it's just my thoughts. And then she just thought the opposite of everything and she was fine. And now she doesn't even feel pain. She doesn't feel cold. She doesn't feel bad. She's not even worried about anyone dying. She's just like, oh, it's fine.
Isn't this...
She feels safe in the universe.
Is it Adlerian psychology? Not psychology.
Byron Katie.
No, but it's from... You know, there's two branches of psychoanalysis. There's Freud and then there's Adler. And Adler is like, you don't have to think...
We've moved on. It's nothing to do with Freud. No one cares. Byron Katie. She's great. What are you doing?
Looking up Byron. Get off my phone.
Don't say anything bad about her. You can't just say COVID when you don't want me to do something. You can't just use COVID as an excuse.
Don't touch me because of COVID. Please.
Don't look her up and be mean about her. She's really smart.
I'm allowed to be mean about
her. No, you're not allowed to be mean about her. Don't be mean about her.
Flip it around.
Oh no, it's being used against me, my own thing.
Byron Katie.
Yes.
Byron Kathleen Mitchell.
You should listen to it because.
Why should I listen to it?
Because you could learn a thing or two.
But I'm not an idiot.
You should think.
Is Byron Katie real? All the suffering that goes on inside our minds is not reality. It's just a story we torture ourselves with.
Yeah.
But this is like an amalgamation of like stoicism and.
No.
It's basically.
No.
The mind is the cause of suffering.
No, it's not. Your mind is the cause of suffering. Flip it around. Your mind.
She hasn't come up with this on her own. She's not some sort of genius.
Yes, she has. She had a moment when she realized everything, and now she's just really chilled out and really cool and just like happy. You should try it sometime. So now it's just science. I think the opposite of anything.
She teaches a method of self-inquiry known as the work of Byron Katie. What an idiot! She's named
she's
it after
not
herself.
An idiot.
She's just named classical
what
philosophy.
What do you call your comedy? What do you? What's your on stage?
I don't
persona?
Call it the work of Sunil Patel. I just call it comedy.
Yeah, but what's your performing name?
That's just my name.
What's your performing name?
But I don't call. What do you perform I don't say that comedy is that. That's a specific style of comedy
say, who's
called
on the gig?
Work.
Who's on the gig?
What are you on about? This doesn't work
is?
At all.
What do you say your name is?
I say Harriet Kemsley is an idiot.
No,
and I'm
you
not going to flip that round because I don't
Harriet
subscribe
Kemsley
to the work.
Harriet Kemsley is not an idiot. You
I don't subscribe
around.
to the works of Byron Katie.
Thank you. Well, at least I don't subscribe to the works of 50 Cent. So there we go. We both have different ideas.
It's ghostwritten by someone else.
You said
so
you
let's
decorated
not even
your
start.
Place according to Kanye West.
Well, no, I said this is the kind of place he would live in.
He wouldn't. He'd live in a much bigger place.
He was bankrupt for a long time.
And that's your hero.
Yeah. Because he bounced back. Now he's worth $5
billion. Well.
How much are you worth?
£5.
No, you're worth...
I'm worth what I think I'm worth.
You're worth I'm minus.
Worth, I'm not worth minus. I'm worth plus. I bring plus to it.
No, because if you've got a mortgage, you're essentially in debt, aren't you?
You're in debt.
I haven't got a mortgage.
Yeah, but you're,
oh, yeah,
yeah,
I do.
You do have a
yeah,
mortgage.
I forgot.
Yeah, there you go. You're in debt.
Please edit that out.
Well, you don't want people to think you're in debt.
But
you're
I don't
minus.
Want people to think I've got a mortgage like a nerd.
Just think the opposite.
I haven't got a mortgage. Okay.
Oh, wait, it doesn't work.
Well, I'm really glad
case.
You found something to make your life
Thank
better.
You. Thank you very much.
Anything
Doing
else to
well.
Report?
Oh.
Hang on, when did you read what? This book?
What? I didn't read the book.
You didn't even read the book. Okay, cool.
I didn't. I heard it on a podcast.
You heard it on a podcast.
Heard of a podcast.
And it immediately struck you as something you should live by. Hang on, did you hear this podcast before or after your car broke down on the way to Warwick Castle? Because you were absolutely freaking out
I
that day.
I might have been listening to it as my car
really?
Broke down.
Really? Did it help?
Maybe. No, because I was really focused on the car breaking down because I'm not as good as her at it. So but I couldn't just think my car hasn't broken down. To be fair, it did. It really did. Yeah, it was very stressful. My tire... Oh, my button just fell off. My tire blew on the way. That's weird. No, you can't have it. It's in
I just
case want to
throw
one
it across the room.
No, I know you do. Okay. My tyre blew, yeah, on the way to see you. Well, because it's your fault, right? So I had a gig in Warwick with Sunil. Sunil was on as well. And I was going to travel with Sunil in his car. And then I thought, it probably makes sense if I just drive directly because the amount of time it would take to get to Sunil's house, it's kind of half the time it would take to get to Warwick anyway.
Yeah.
And then I said to Sunil, what should I do? And he said, if I were you, I would travel separately because I think you didn't want me to travel with you.
Well,
so
I said, if you travel separately, then you can leave. I have to stay to the end.
But I wanted to stay to the end anyway.
And then I'd only be able to drop you off in North London. So if you drove, you'd be able to leave earlier and get back.
Your advice was to travel separately. Worst advice I've ever heard in my life. I should have flipped it around and thought I should travel with you because then my tire blew on the motorway.
And that was my fault, of course.
Yeah,
that was entirely my fault.
Yeah, because if I'd have gone with you, that wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
What?
You know, your tire bursts probably every 6 months. You have a burst because you never pump your tires up. You don't know what you're doing with that car.
When did you last pump your tires up?
I don't need to. Mine's got a run flat indicator.
I don't know what that means.
Well, exactly.
And
but it's got a tire
Bobby
pressure
drives
indicator.
Now, so Bobby pumps up the tires.
Yeah, that's why
and
you're probably
blew.
Not. Yeah, but he's only just.
It blew, I think, because of the time that I ran over that bottle. You know, when Bobby said, "Don't run over the bottle," I ran over the bottle.
Did it really?
No, well, that actually we replaced that tyre, but then they said the other one's a bit dodgy, but then...
What do you mean? They said that?
Yeah, they said the other one's a bit dodgy, but I think it'll be fine, and then it blew on the motorway. anyway, yeah. I was driving, it blew. It was very scary because then I was at the side of the road.
Yeah, it did look scary, actually.
And I was just stuck on the side of the road in the middle of oncoming lorries.
And guess what? You didn't have any battery because you'd never charge your phone.
Well, I've just got a new phone, actually, which is another problem because I just ordered the iPhone 11 Pro, I think maybe 3 days before they announced the new phone.
It's so ridiculous.
Why?
Just a run of bad luck for you.
Very bad luck,
Bad philosophy, broken tire.
No, good philosophy.
And bought the wrong phone at the wrong time.
Maybe I bought the right phone at the right time.
Maybe you did.
Well, I didn't actually because I could have got it cheaper. My brother got a better one for cheaper.
Yeah.
It was like way cheaper than mine and it's newer. I don't understand what I did wrong.
Well, it is designed to confuse you, isn't it?
It's doing a good job. And so then I was stuck by the side of the road and then the AA said, and I was like, I called them, no, green flag. And then I called them and I was like, I'm stuck by the side of the road. And they were like, oh my God, don't worry, you're a priority. We'll come get you as soon as we can, you're a priority. 2 hours later, would you say 2 hours is a priority?
Where are they? What are they up to?
Well, they said, oh, well, they actually then get in touch with local people that come and pick you up. Just some random person in a van comes.
You always think it's going to be the... actually, green flag, did you say?
Yeah.
I've never seen a green flag van.
No.
But I've seen loads of AA and RAC.
Literally, 10 RAC people drove past
exactly.
me.
Exactly.
Didn't stop.
Exactly.
Don't give a shit.
Well, no, because they're not...
But
you
they could have
you're not
stopped
a member.
And
Why
said,
would they
are you
stop?
Okay?
Nah.
Well, a man did stop. So this guy on the motorway, he'd driven past, I think,
and then he got
into the hard shoulder. Oh. And he reversed at top speed.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Next to the lorries.
I just closed my legs. I was so scared.
Yeah, and then he pulled up next to me. And then I was like, oh, because then I didn't know what to do. But then he got out. And then I was like, hello.
Yeah.
And then he was like... But he didn't really say anything. And then I was like...
He didn't say anything.
No, but he was like... I guess he was like gesturing like I could get in his car. But then I was like, oh no, I'm fine. Thank you. Because I was like, oh, I don't want to be murdered
didn't say anything and just gestured that you should get in his car.
He reversed very quickly up the hard shoulder towards me. And then he got out of his car and then he was just like... I think he was trying to be nice.
Yeah, but what was he offering? Did he say?
I think a lift somewhere, but then I couldn't just leave my car in the side. And also, I shouldn't get in a car with just a random man. And
How
it was getting dark
didn't
at that
say
point.
Anything, or you didn't listen.
I think he might have been not English.
Right.
Or mute. Why is that funny if someone's mute?
It's just weird that you'd stop or help someone if you didn't speak their language or were mute.
Why is that weird? Mute because people can help people as well.
Yeah, they can, but they also it's going to be difficult to communicate, especially on a busy motorway.
Maybe you should have a sign, maybe. He should have
he should have written it down. He should always have a notebook if you're mute.
Yeah, but then I was behind. I'd climbed over a fence? The metal fence thing, the barricade. I'd climbed over it, so I was on the other side of the barricade going, no, it's fine, thank you, I'm fine. And then he was just like standing by his car. Anyway, while all this was going on,
hang on. Didn't you go for a piss in the bushes as well? Did you?
No.
Oh, you didn't? Okay,
no.
Sorry.
No. Don't start
No, I'm just rumors. Wondering. I'm just wondering.
No, then 2 hours later, I finally got going because
I thought you had a very weak bladder.
I do have a weak bladder. I desperately needed the toilet. And then I got to Warwick
Well, you cancelled the gig initially.
No,
and we
said
it'll be fine
I
without
said,
you.
I said, I don't know if I can get there in time, but I'm desperately trying. And then you just didn't care.
No, you said you're not going to make it. And I was like, that's fine. We've rejigged the order. Don't worry about it. And then you just turned up.
I'm a professional. So I made sure everything was okay. And then I still got there in time. Anyway, then I got lost.
No, you
in
got
the
there late because you were supposed to open.
I got lost in Warwick Forest.
You were supposed to open. So
yes, I know. I missed that. I told you. But then I got lost in Warwick Forest.
It's not Warwick Forest.
It is because the signs were pointing into a forest.
It's
and then
not
I ran into
Warwick
the woods.
Forest. It's just
well, there
like,
was woods.
It's just some trees. And it was scary. It was scary. But you're overblowing this.
You didn't see
you're being
the
very
forest
dramatic.
That I got lost in. I ran up the hill because it said this way to the castle because someone switched the signs and they pointed the signs.
Someone. Everyone's always against you, aren't they?
They moved the signs. So the sign to the castle was pointing the other way and the sign to Warwick Forest was pointing the other way. So then I accidentally ran into the forest
I've lost interest in this. I was there. You can't just lie.
No, you were on stage. You don't know about this because I called Ian and I was like,
I know you're
I'm
running
in a
through
forest.
You're running through the dark. It looked quite scary.
Yes, it was very dark and I was in a forest. But you didn't see the forest?
I walked back through there.
No, that wasn't that way. I went the other way, which was in a forest. It was literally in a forest.
Okay, right.
And then I was just running
through
the forest.
So how did someone find you?
No, I called Ian. I said, Ian, I'm in the forest. And he said, you've gone the wrong way. You shouldn't be in a forest. And because I'd run up a hill into
a
forest.
It was quite hard to find. I'll give you that.
And then I had to run back down the hill away from the forest.
Why didn't you call the organiser?
I didn't know the organiser.
It was in the email.
Well, I was too busy. I was trying to rush there to get on stage because then I had to rush and then I ran around the corner and I ran from the forest onto the stage.
I don't know how you manage it.
I don't know either.
I don't know how you like.
I don't know how I managed it either. Thank you. You don't need to say anything else.
It must be so stressful. It was stressful. Being in your head.
It was very stressful.
Like the constant stream of mistakes.
It was. Yes. No.
And panic that follow it.
No. How is it my fault?
What a way is that to live? That is no way to. No one's. No man switched the signs.
I didn't say man. I said someone could have been a woman.
What did they switch the signs to?
The sign from the forest to the castle. So the castle was pointing one way, and then the forest. And so I thought, like in a fairy tale, I thought, oh, this is the way to the castle, but it wasn't. It was to the forest, and then I was in the forest still.
I know. It's just exhausting listening to this whole story.
It was exhausting.
It's like you're actually bringing up the emotions you felt during the time.
I know, I'm reliving it. And then I said...
I don't think it's healthy.
And then I said, can you follow me on the drive home? And then you said, anyway, see you later.
Yeah, you wanted us to follow you. You wanted us to drive at 50 miles an hour while you followed us.
I couldn't go over 50 on the tyre.
Did you though?
No, I did 50. It took a long time to get back.
Fucking hell.
So I drove back at 50 all the way. And then you said, anyway, see you later. And then Ian messaged me the next day to check I was okay. But I've yet to get a message from you to see if I'm okay. But I'm fine, actually. Don't worry, I'm fine.
I knew it'd be fine because, you know.
Could not have been. I nearly got abducted. I got tricked into going to a forest and my tyre blew. And then I...
Where's Byron Katie now? How would she have handled it?
She just would have thought, she would have been happy in the forest.
Yeah.
She would have thought, I'm meant to be in the forest.
So you would have stayed in the forest?
Well, actually, that doesn't make sense.
Well, hang on, no. She would have kicked
in the forest.
No, because there'd be something to do with the tyre first. She'd be happy that the tyre blew up.
Yeah, she'd think this is great.
She'd have got into the guy's car.
Don't have to go to this gig. She would have, no, she wouldn't have.
Would she not?
Oh, maybe. No, because she'd think I shouldn't get in this car, and then she'd think I should get in this car. But then maybe he was a millionaire.
I just think, okay, hold on.
Maybe he was going to drive me to... Pop Idol auditions.
No. Pop Idol.
Audition for Pop Imagine Idol. Pop Idol.
What, hang on, why didn't you just read the book first?
What book?
Her book.
No, I'm listening to the podcast. She's got a book, but it's quite... It's.
What are you doing?
I just flicked my bra.
I'm going to read her book, actually. This sounds fascinating.
You should read it. I've stopped reading it because I have to do a worksheet thing. Then I can't be bothered to do the worksheet. So I've just stopped reading it for now.
How many self-help books do you think you read every year? I think you read quite a lot.
I read less these days because I'm much better. Thank you.
I don't think they do much help, do they? I don't think they're much help.
I've improved considerably. Have you? Have no idea. Yes.
Yeah,
you.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, how have you been?
Warwick was lovely. I had a lovely drive there and back. The castle was lovely, really, really lovely backdrop to a great gig.
Yeah.
Harriet barged into me, hurt my shoulder at the castle, and I've had a bad shoulder since then. So I can't actually sleep on this side because of my hurt shoulder because of Harriet.
Well, you've been boasting about how tough
I haven't finished what I'm talking about.
No, you were boasting earlier about if you were in prison, you'd just headbutt someone. But then I said your glasses would fall off. And then you'd be
yeah, because if you go
eyes,
into prison,
your eyes,
if
you wouldn't
go,
be able to see where you're going, you just walk into some. You'd walk into the baddie, and then you'd get
beaten
up.
No. They wouldn't hit me because I'm wearing glasses, and you're not meant to hit men with glasses.
You're not meant to hit men with glasses. Why?
We count as women.
First on the boat, barging your way past.
Okay,
the
men with glasses and women on the boat first, and then children, and then babies. no, because you're supposed to, like, if you go into prison, aren't you supposed to just immediately find the hardest guy and then headbutt him to show people you mean business?
I don't know. I think somebody tricked you when they told you that.
I do that when I go into Waitrose as well. I went on holiday to York.
That's not a holiday.
It is a holiday. Why isn't it a holiday?
I don't know. York just doesn't.
It's really
exciting.
Nice. I think I'd like to move there. It's that nice a place.
You should.
Right, fine, I will.
What did you do there?
Went to the Jorvik Viking Museum, which is an absolute treat.
Oh, I told you not to go there.
Why?
Oh, it smells funny.
Yeah, but that's really interesting. Went to the National Railway Museum, which is an absolute delight.
That's what Sean said. Remember one of our first podcasts?
Yeah, Sean cried there, didn't he?
Sean cried at the York Railway Museum.
Yeah, at the genius of engineering.
Because he was so impressed at what humans could do.
It was pretty impressive, I'll tell you that. A lot of trains there.
You could just go on a train. You probably got a train there. Why do you want to go and see it in a museum? You went on the real thing.
Okay, so I went there and then we had a couple of nice dinners.
Where'd you go for dinner?
Went to a bistro. Went to another bistro. Went to a fish and chip shop.
Pizza Express.
Did not go to Pizza Express, actually, because it's shut.
The York one shut.
Oh, no, which one? The Ramsgate one when I went was shut. No, the York one was probably open. And I bought a box of tea with
tea.
Will and Kate on it. Not Yorkshire tea, no. I bought a tin, a sort of royal propaganda. And then I came home.
What a great holiday.
It was really nice, actually, because I was supposed to go to Warsaw, but I was scared that they might bring in a quarantine. Can you
put your phone on
airplane mode, please? On podcast mode.
And we don't have podcast mode.
Can you put it on airplane mode, please?
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
I'm putting your phone away.
Thank you. Okay, well, that's great. And I'm glad you had a nice holiday.
We're supposed to go to Warsaw, but I was afraid they might bring in a quarantine. A
bit afraid.
Because then I was very busy after that. Stuck in Warsaw. Well, no, I would have been stuck in here.
Holiday
just sitting
from hell.
Here for 14 days on my own.
Oh, yeah, that'd be very lonely. Did you tell me you had a COVID test? Because I had a COVID test as well, but I didn't know you had one.
Yeah, I had a COVID test last. On the street outside.
Because someone
to come
said, you look a bit COVID.
Yeah. Let me stick this up your nose. It's very uncomfortable, isn't it?
Yeah. Why did they pick you, though?
Doing some filming, so they had to test me the day before.
Oh,
and then the results came in
me.
After filming was over. So
yeah, I mean, they don't really care. Yeah. I had to have one because I had a weird taste in my mouth.
Did you?
So I had to go and have another one. I'm going to have so many trips by the end of the winter, I think.
You had a weird
taste
in your mouth.
Had a weird taste in my mouth for a month.
What?
Bobby said it was gum disease, but then I used Corsadil and didn't go away.
What was the taste of?
Just like a bit gross, like a bit garbagey.
Yeah, but that's not COVID.
He say if you have a weird taste in your mouth, it could be
I thought it was
COVID.
If you lose your taste.
It's change in taste. Okay. I had a change in my taste. It was all garbagey.
That's strange, but you had no other symptoms?
No.
Are you enjoying the tests now?
Absolutely not, no.
are you getting used to them?
Very stressful. I booked it in the bath. Well, this one I did to myself, so it's not as hard, but it's when someone else does it to you, that's horrible.
Okay, yeah.
But it's. I just think every winter, I think every month I'm going to have a different thing I'm going to get, you know? It's just going to be a never-ending cycle.
Yeah, I hope they come up with an easier test than the one... You're getting the throat and the nose
like
one,
a spelling test or something. Like something really
spell
simple.
Spell Corona.
Nice. Yeah.
I didn't enjoy it. And then...
4 out of 5.
I mean, the guy was like... He just turned up on a motorbike.
Very cool.
Yeah, because it's like a private clinic.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that's like £200, apparently.
Wow.
To do that.
Oh my
if you
God.
Want a test.
I think they should bring in the 1 hour tests. I think that would be really helpful.
I think they're holding them back. Yeah. I think they just can't be asked at the moment.
I think it would be very helpful if you could just bring them in, guys. It'd be very helpful because then you could just have a test, find out if you're fine.
It'd be absolutely,
it
would transform the,
it would
transform
why
society.
Don't they just bring it in?
They're trying, but they're finding it very difficult to do a 1 hour
up.
Test.
Come
I know.
On.
Do you know what I mean? I think they should give up on the vaccine and put all the resources into 1 hour test.
No, maybe.
Yeah, thank you.
No, we want both, I think. Yeah. Then we'll just vaccinate all the elderly and then we'll just test ourselves until there's enough for us and we'll be fine.
What do you think is more difficult, a vaccine or a test?
Depends what the test is in.
Maths.
Maths test.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I keep trying to come up with the vaccine, but I don't know.
Yeah, how are you getting on?
I don't
on?
Know what it is. I thought maybe garlic, like because garlic is
stops vampires.
Famously vampires and also colds sometimes. So maybe that's something people should look into.
Echinacea,
maybe. Echinacea or
Vitamin
St. John's
D,
wort.
St. John's wort.
People take that.
Perhaps that's a cure.
Or maybe maybe a Barocca. A Barocca
it's amazing
in the morning.
Though, like,
It changes your pee colour. I don't know what colour COVID pee is, but it does change your pee colour.
I don't know what COVID pee is. But it's amazing because we've never had anything to stop the common cold, which is a coronavirus.
Tissues.
No, but we've done nothing to cure it, have we? Or vaccinate against
Lemsip.
It. So I don't know what, you know, if there ever will be a vaccine, you know?
Yeah, there is a vaccine.
For the common cold?
For the COVID. It exists at the moment. I know I know about it. It exists. They're just doing the tests. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. It's going to be out soon. Don't worry. They've got it already.
Harriet's
exists.
Absolutely lost her mind.
No.
Yet again.
I.
You've just shut down again, haven't you?
I haven't. It's all true. It exists. They just have to do the test. Then it's going to be fine.
Okay, cool.
So no
Where'd
one
you read this?
Panic. It's just through somebody I know. Through somebody I know.
Somebody you know. Yeah. What do they do?
Yeah. They work at McDonald's and
they work in Macca's,
no,
is it?
They don't work at McDonald's. They're scientists.
Science?
Now.
Yeah, what kind of science?
Scientist. dinosaurs.
Dinosaur science. What is happening?
They worked on something called Jurassic Park. Have you ever heard of it, Smil? They brought back dinosaurs. I think they can kill a little thing called COVID. Oh, my God.
All right, I'm going to give you an update on what castings I've been doing recently.
Okay, great. I want to hear about it.
So, I don't know if you guys have been doing any castings recently, but if you want any tips, do get in touch. One for a car where I had to drive.
You meant you played the car?
Yeah, where I was the car. I played a Volkswagen, so didn't get that one because I'm not a Volkswagen.
What would you do if you were a car?
If I was
How
a
would
car?
You audition to be
vroom,
a car?
Vroom.
Wait, you need to put your window down.
Oh no, that's one of my eyes. Yeah, I don't know.
No, you go like.
That sounds like a fart though. It sounds like a slow little fart. One where I was a car. One where I was a game developer.
Wow, what games did you come up with?
Nothing, I just had to pretend to be playing a game really intensely, like Minority Report, just like... But they said like sort of alpha man, genius, tech genius,
Why are you telling people you're giving tips, you haven't got any of these auditions?
I haven't got any, these are all the jobs I haven't got.
Failed auditions that you went to and you did not get.
Matthew McConaughey in Wolf of Wall Street, that was the reference character. And they said he's a hard body but doesn't need people to know. So that was me. Didn't get that.
I'd say you're the opposite. You're a soft cameraman. Body and you want everyone to know about it.
Cameraman didn't get that.
Was that just to actually be a cameraman?
Yeah, didn't get that cameraman job. this one, man with no thumbs.
That's not true.
Didn't get man with no thumbs.
That's not true.
Yeah, I had to go.
How did you...
Man with no thumbs didn't get that.
Why didn't you have any thumbs?
It was really interesting that one. They're like, so I did the audition for Man with No Thumbs. And then they're like, oh, by the way, can you just for a different role, can you just pretend to play the drums? So I just had to silently play drums. Absolutely.
Why didn't you have any thumbs?
It's one of the characters in the thing.
Is it because he couldn't go on his phone?
No,
that's
the
problem. If you don't have thumbs or if you don't have a face, you could never unlock your phone. It would be impossible.
If you don't have your face.
If you don't have a face or thumbs, you'd never be able to get onto your iPhone.
God, what a life that would be with no face.
It's true.
You're a fucking idiot. You're an
it's
idiot.
It's true.
Anything?
The only thing I had to say is I didn't appreciate all the comments on the Patreon about the grumpiness video. I felt like everyone was more on your side, but they don't understand what I went through. That's all I have to say about it.
Up to you to respond to that. I'm
you didn't know what I went through. Sunil has got people on his side out of sheer connivingness and manipulation. So that's all I have to say.
She's saying
about that.
All of you are easily manipulable. That's what
no,
she's
that's
saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
You just did it again. You cunningly manipulated. There we go. So you've seen it in the wild. Okay. Thank you so much for being a part of the Patreon. We'll be back again next week.
Bye.
Bye.